Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've been looking at the book of Ruth, admiring the fact that Ruth and Boaz both had eyes for helping those around them who were in need. Ruth watched her mother-in-law, saw the need there, and saw that she could provide for her needs, and she went out of her way to do that, rearranged her entire life to make sure that her mother-in-law's needs were met. Boaz eventually saw her in his field and wondered who she was and why she was there. And the story continues. In Ruth chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, "Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, 'Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?' But Boaz answered her, 'All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to people that you did not know before. The Lord repay you for what you have done. A full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.'" Sometimes somebody notices what we are doing and wants to help. Often people are wrapped up in their own lives, their thinking, and their comfort levels. But once in a while, God opens the eyes of one of his children to notice something special happening around them and allows them to participate in his plan. Perhaps today would be a great day to focus on what's happening in someone else's life rather than having everything eclipsed by yourself. Perhaps today we can be the eyes and the ears and the hands and the feet of God in our families, in our workplace, in our school, in our businesses, whatever it might be. Perhaps today we can demonstrate what it looks like to love people. Have you noticed the need of somebody around you? I promise you that somebody around you is in need. Are you able to help meet that need, or are you focused on yourself and what's best for you? I'm sure Boaz could be thinking by now that the more grain he has, the richer he's going to be. He could be focusing on his money. He could be focusing on his own workers. But he's focusing on somebody who needs help. Not only that, he has investigated and found out that this particular woman has been extraordinarily kind to her mother-in-law and wants to reward her for that. I hope you can take time today to notice the people around you and notice what's going on in their life and perhaps be the encouragement they need. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.